Ella?
Well, Mr. President?
Yes, Ted.
Oh, how are you?
Fine.
Well, you're awfully good to call back.
Sorry I wasn't here when you called today.
Well, I was sorry to bother you. I wanted to call you early this morning. I've given some thought to this leadership position in the Senate, and I wanted to just bring you abreast of the developments in my own thinking, because I know you've been terribly interested in the developments in the Senate, and I wanted you to at least know what was happening before hearing about it or on the wires or news services. And I'd given some thought to during the last 2 or 3 days. I had some of my colleagues speak to me about the possibility of running as whip, and I had indicated to them that Ed Muskie had been my choice, and I was willing to speak for him and talk for him and help in any way that he thought I could. And Ed had indicated to me that he'd given it some thought but decided not to for a variety of different reasons. And then during the course of about 18 or 24 hours, I made some calls, and I wasn't interested in getting in it if, the horses were out of the barn. But in speaking around, I thought we could make a creditable showing, and I think it's difficult and, an uphill fight, but I've been very much encouraged by the general reaction from the colleagues in the Senate, and I just wanted to sort of keep you abreast, and I, as I say, I know, how interested you are in following the events in the Senate, and that was really the part of the call this morning. I think it's, Russell's a very able fellow, and he's as chairman of the Finance Committee, of course, and all his other responsibilities stretch pretty thin there, and he's as far as sort of the whip's position, and I thought with the new administration and all, might be of some value in that position. So I've known over the period that I've been there that you have been very interested in what's been happening there, and I wanted to sort of bring you abreast and see whether you might have any other kinds of ideas or suggestions. I know it would be the kind of thing you probably want to, stay away from, but at least I wanted to, raise it anyway as an event.
Well, Ted, I'm glad. I appreciate your calling me. I haven't talked to anybody. No one has talked to me about it. I don't think it's a matter that the president ought to interfere with. They raised a question 2 or 3 days ago on the Udall thing in the House, and I told my press secretary to just say to him that the only time that I remembered that the president had openly indicated what he'd like to see done was Roosevelt in the Barclay campaign when he won by one vote, but he lost a great deal because the divisions were so deep in the Barclay-Harrison fight that the Harrison group and the Southern group never did go along with Barclay, although he was a gallant leader and a great man. He only won one vote, and he divided the party so that Roosevelt won the argument but really lost the sale. And I didn't think that the House or the Congress would want the president indicating preference, particularly when he wasn't going to be president. And so he has said that, and I wouldn't take a position to try to dictate to either the House or the Senate, and I think it's up to every man to do what his conscience tells him is he ought to do for the best of interest of his country and his party. And I don't know what the situation is in the Senate. Not a single senator has talked to me. I haven't talked to one of them. And I just came in tonight and told me that you were calling me, and I picked up the phone this, but I think that it's...
Well, I appreciate it, very much. What I really intended by the call was really to to bring you up to date.
Good. Well, I...
As I say, I know you're interested in... This was really the, sort of the you know, the thrust for it.
Well, I appreciate very much your calling me, Ted.
I think you've got a, you know, a special kind of interest in the Senate. I know you've maintained it, and so it was something that's up and around. I've taken the liberty of touching base with Dick Russell and Eastman, and also with John Stennis, John Sparkman. I've called my colleagues before it got out in the newspaper, as well as Russ Long. As a matter of fact, I talked to Russ Long, this morning, about 6-7 hours before this, you know, got on out, just up to date on, you know, where, at least what my thinking was. I'm afraid he's been busy on the phone ever since. that's the way it goes, and we'll try and keep it at a low tempo as possible.
That's good. When do you meet? That's Friday. Well, I'll be back Friday, and I'll hear the news when I get back.
All right, very good.
Fine. Thank you, Ted.
Waiting.